Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
All right, look at it. Thursday afternoon. It is beautiful for those of you who like it a little warmer. It's warming up. Going to get up to about 80 today, but the colder weather is coming, and, you know, I'm excited about it. Like the colder weather, we don't get it too often, so when it's here, I love it, and I'm ready for that first blast of what feels like winter down here, and that's going to come Sunday night, Monday, and Tuesday. I'm Scoot on the air. Really glad you're with us. It's Thursday. We are almost to the weekend. I mean, this week has just flown by. I mean, tomorrow, it's Free for All Friday. We talked to Kevin Todd from thesportsbrokers.com. He'll give us another great pick. Last week, he gave a free pick to our audience, and the selection was take North Carolina minus, oh, no, take North Carolina plus 2.5 against Syracuse. And the game was at Syracuse. And Kevin said, I believe that North Carolina is going to win this game outright. So take Carolina, North Carolina, and the points. And if you did, you won big. So Kevin's going to have another prediction for us this afternoon. And he really tries to turn betting into a business. So he does it a little different. And we'll talk about that a little bit later. But that's going to be at about 3:30 this afternoon. All right. So it seems like there is this bug going around and people are having sore throats and sniffles and they're coughing and, you know, I tell you, I hear people coughing a lot in public, and I don't know about you, but I think about this. If I'm in an aisle, and I'm walking down an aisle, and somebody's coming toward me, and they cough, I estimate about, okay, look, so I'm walking, they're walking in the other direction toward me, and they cough as they walk toward me. So I anticipate about where they coughed, and I hold my breath when I go through that area. Now, I don't know if that does any good, but, you know, as a germaphobe, it's one of the things that I think about. I don't want to walk through the area where the person just coughed without holding my breath. So I think about a lot of stuff like that. It's not COVID, and it's not technically the flu. It's RSV, which is a respiratory virus. And so, you know, I think maybe it's time to think about some of the things that we did during the pandemic and start to do some of those things. You don't have to do all of it. Of course, we're not talking about, you know, staying home and not going anywhere. But, you know, maybe a mask. And I know there's a debate about whether the mask helps. So I'd leave that up to you. If you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. If you don't want to bother with it, don't bother with it. But, you know, distancing and things like that, if you if you see or hear somebody cough, don't walk through the area where they just coughed, because those germs are, you know, in the air. And, you know, viruses can be airborne. So, you know, those are the things that that I think about. But it makes me wonder if any of you are continuing to do things that you started to do during the pandemic. Did the pandemic have any lasting impact on you to the point where you're doing things now that you learned during the pandemic, things that you didn't do before, but you're doing them now? We'll talk about this a little bit later. Now, when I get on a plane, I always did this. I take the sanitation wipes and I wipe down everything in my space. I wipe down the tray table. I wipe down the air vent up top that I'm going to touch that somebody else touched. I sanitation wipe the button for the light. I do the seatbelt. I do the armrest and the button that pushes to get the seat back. I do the window shade. I really don't use it, but I do the window shade anyway. And so I just kind of clean my whole space. I always did this. I just don't look like a weirdo after the pandemic because other people are conscious about these things. Now, before the pandemic, I looked like some kind of freak doing that stuff on a plane. I'm not going to sit next to that freak, but I still continue to do that. So we'll talk about that. Think about something that maybe you learned to do to try to stay away from germs during the pandemic that you continue to do today. All right, the government shutdown continues. There doesn't seem to even be any conversation about settling it. You know, one side is blaming the other side, and neither side really seems to be ready to budge. This is going to go on forever if somebody doesn't budge. And people are getting pissed because it's affecting their air travel. And the FAA is reducing air traffic by 10% in 40 high-volume cities. So there's a lot of volume there, reducing the air traffic by 10%. My flights, I had one flight delayed going to Portland recently, one flight delayed coming back. Now that's something that happened before the shutdown. So I'm not blaming that totally on the shutdown because that can happen. But it might have been because of the shutdown. And some flights are being canceled. So this is a true inconvenience. And, you know, many of you may have plans to travel by air over the holidays. And, you know, you're expecting to go see family or friends or expecting to go somewhere over the holidays. And especially those of you who are planning to be with family, and this is a big family event for you, you know, it might be difficult to get there. And there's always the possibility that flights are going to be delayed. So, you know, this is more than just an inconvenience. It's a bunch of BS. And at some point, somebody's got to do something to settle this. And I'm sure they're trying to figure out what they can do, both sides figuring out what they can do to make it look as if they're the good guys. Because remember, that's what's important here. You and I are not important, because if we were important, the government would never have shut down. If you and I were really important, both sides would have figured something out and the government would not have shut down. This is a political stunt. And I know that people on the right think they're right. People on the left think they're right. But we're not getting anywhere. And it continues, and it's going to continue to be a bigger issue as time goes on. Hey, I'm really happy for Drew Brees. He's going to be with Fox Sports right now. And he tried out before, after he retired as quarterback for the Saints, and things didn't work out for him, but he's going to be a color analyst in the booth. And he got this opportunity because Mark Sanchez, I remember Mark Sanchez, I guess, with the Jets. But Mark Sanchez has been part of broadcasting for a while now, and he got involved in some kind of situation where there was a lot of drinking involved, and I think he beat somebody up, and he went to jail and then was released, and you know, it was a big mess. And I don't know all the details, and I think those details are still kind of sketchy. But because Mark Sanchez is out, Drew Brees has an opportunity. So Fox NFL Sunday's Big Three game analysts now are Tom Brady, Greg Olson, and Drew Brees. And that's really awesome. because the guy really knows the game. In fact, we received a number of texts over the last week when we've been talking about the Saints and dysfunction. And there are a lot of people who would love to see Drew Brees as general manager of the New Orleans Saints. And it seems like he might be very good at doing that. All right, there are a couple of cases where there was a lot of criticism of Halloween costumes. And one of the people being criticized is Lauren Boebert. She's not apologizing because she was dressed as a Mexican immigrant and her boyfriend was dressed as an ICE agent. Someone else at a school in Tennessee was dressed as a KKK member and he was disciplined and sent home. You know, when you talk about scary costumes, I think a KKK costume is pretty damn scary. I mean, those are evil people. They do really evil, bad things. So it's pretty scary, but, you know, I mean, I know it's sensitive, but, I mean, should we be upset? And what about Lauren Boebert dressing up as a Mexican immigrant and her boyfriend is an ICE agent? I wonder if they had fun when they got home. Okay, it's time to play ICE agent and illegal immigrant. We're going to start with the handcuffs. All right, anyway, we'll talk a little bit about that later. All right, look, to me, this is good news. Nancy Pelosi is retiring. Really good news. I'm not a Democrat, but Nancy Pelosi is a major part of one of the two parties. Nancy Pelosi is old. She's old school. She is, I think she's dead weight in the Democrat Party. And I think as one of the leaders of the Democrat Party, I think Nancy Pelosi is dead weight. I think Chuck Schumer is dead weight. It's time to clean those people out. Man, Democrats should be celebrating that Pelosi is retiring. And, you know, they should be looking at an opportunity to update things and get some new blood in there. Get some younger people, get new or older people who think young. You know, you don't have to be young to think young. You can be older and think young. But Nancy Pelosi is retiring. I think this is good news for the Democrats. Also, Marjorie Taylor Greene, according to four sources close to her, is apparently gearing up for a 2028 presidential run, running as a real MAGA Republican, claiming that a lot of Republicans are not MAGA and they're not real Republicans. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. All right, locally here, the SNAP benefits are going to resume Friday here in Louisiana, but a lot of people are going to get half of what they have been getting. And all of this is the result of the government shutdown. And the president said that he was going to do away with the SNAP benefits altogether until the government shutdown is over, using that as a threat to settle things and go along with the right's way of doing it. The sad thing is, and I've talked about this, the sad thing is that there are people who need the SNAP benefits. They need them. And there are some people who cheat. But because some people cheat doesn't mean that we should not be sensitive to the people who really need the SNAP benefits. And I would suggest that there are more people that need them than there are people who are cheating in getting the benefits. Let's find a way to find the cheaters and get them off the rolls. But let's make sure that the people who need them get the benefits. And even if some people who are cheating and don't deserve them, even if some of them get the benefits, we still have to get the benefits to those people who need it. And I don't know how people are going to get along with getting half of what they're getting now, because in a lot of cases, it's really not enough to cover everything. So we'll also remind you later that Kermit Ruffin's Lounge, mother-in-law at 1500 North Claiborne at 5 o'clock, and this is the last day of this week, but for this entire month, Monday through Thursday at 5 o'clock, they're giving away free meals. Now, don't go there if you don't need the meal. But if you or if somebody you know needs the meal, you can pull up on the Columbus side of the mother-in-law lounge here in New Orleans and not even get out of your car. And they'll get the meal to you. So we'll remind you about that a little bit later. Also, aftermath continues when it comes to the election the other night. And I wrote a blog after the show yesterday, and it's titled Over 100,000 Signatures Requesting Replacing Bad Bunny at the Super Bowl. This is still a big deal. And I just talk about how, man, it's time for people to move on from this. Just get over it. But you can read that blog on WWL.com. It's also posted on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page where you can comment on it. And I do try to comment on some of your comments, and we may get to some of those on the show. Tom Brady has a new pet. Well, is it really a new pet? Tom Brady's new dog is a clone of a dog that died 2 years ago. I mean, would you want to clone your pet? I mean, it might look just like your old pet, but I mean, it wouldn't actually be your old pet. I mean, would you want to replace your pet, or would you want to just, you know, have the feelings and the emotion that you had with your old pet? Would you just want to, you know, let that remain in your heart and mind? And then the pet dies and you have the memories with that pet. I mean, would you want to replace a pet that you love with a clone pet? I don't know. Maybe you would. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Ian Hoke is our senior producer. He's at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
And good afternoon to you too as well.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I have some good news to share.
I love that.
And this is out of nowhere. I know nobody else is going to know what I'm talking about, but for one person, it's very, very important. Close friend of mine, friend of the show.
Yeah.
Don't want to use his full name. Maybe he wants to remain anonymous. Let's say Nikki D. Okay. No, that's too obvious. Let's say N Diamonds, okay? So,
yeah, we wouldn't want anybody to
So we don't want anybody
is.
To figure out what's going on. So he hits me up about, I don't know, a couple months ago. He says, brother, I think I'm in some trouble. And he shows me a picture of his underarm area, and he's got this big, fat, marble-sized growth there.
Yeah.
He says, I just got back from the doctor. I got this gigantic swollen lymph node, and my blood work is whack. I might have the cancer.
Oh, wow.
I said, oh, my God, dude, I'm so sorry. God, keep me posted. You know, I'm trying to be encouraging of this situation. I'm trying to uplift his spirits. And I said, well, when's your next doctor appointment? He says, I got an ultrasound in a couple weeks. And I said, well, look, man, I'm not a doctor or a nutritionist or a dietitian or an oncologist or anything. But I have some advice for you. I got a hot tip. And if you do this, I think you'll feel better. And he says, okay, what is it? And I said, I want you to take a Sharpie and draw a little face on it. Draw a little smiley face on the growth under your armpit.
Okay.
And he did. And he sent me a picture of it. He's got a little smiley face. He said, now you got a new friend. Now you got someone you can relate to. And, you know, yada, yada, yada. Time goes by. It turns out he doesn't have the cancer. His blood work is whack because of his high protein diet. He's a very athletic fella. But anyway, I promised him that I would just, you know, shout out to him and his little friend. Thank you for following my medical advice.
That's great.
Like I said to anyone who's listening now, I'm not a doctor or an oncologist, but if you have a strange growth, just draw a little smiley face on it. You'll feel better momentarily.
You know, wouldn't it be really strange if you like you drew a smiley face on it and like woke up the next morning and looked at it and had a frown? You know, but I don't,
no,
you know, I mean, I think that's an
creepy.
Interesting, I think that's an interesting way to look at it. But, you know, you got to get that looked at. I mean, if you've got something that just doesn't look too normal, you got to get that looked at. So I'm glad the news was good because sometimes the news is good.
It was not great at first. I mean, he was going down like the list of symptoms for lymphoma.
Yeah.
He was like, I had night sweats. I'm fatigued. I got cramps. I got swollen lymph nodes. I got bad blood work, all this stuff. I mean, it looked pretty serious for a moment. But I guess that's all related to something else. So good luck with all that other stuff. But at least you don't have lymphoma.
All right. That's cool. Okay. Look, let's go to break. And let's talk about Nancy Pelosi retiring and Marjorie Taylor Greene maybe running for president in 2028. I think both of these things are a reason to celebrate. I don't know which is more exciting. You know, for me as a talk show host, Nancy Pelosi retiring or Marjorie Taylor Greene running for president in 2028. You know, she really has started to position herself as a more moderate Republican, but yet she's claiming that she wants to run as a MAGA Republican. And also, when the president said that the reason that Republicans lost Tuesday in the elections was because he wasn't on the ballot. Again, I want to remind you of something I said yesterday. Maybe nobody else has mentioned this, but I'm going to mention it again when we come back. If you want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Great looking Thursday afternoon. I'm Scoot on WWE.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
WL. Yeah, I think there's some reasons to celebrate Nancy Pelosi retiring and Marjorie Taylor Greene might run for president. Come on, we lost Michelle Bachmann. We can't make fun of her anymore because, you know, she's not in the news anymore. Can't make fun of Sarah Palin. She's not in the news anymore. So we need somebody to replace them, and Marjorie Taylor Greene could be that person. I think it's interesting that she has been very critical of the Republican Party recently, blaming them for the shutdown, actually critical of President Trump at times, but yet she wants to run as a MAGA Republican. Those two things don't work for me. You know, if you're a MAGA Republican, then you're gonna honor and respect and follow whatever President Trump says or does. And her criticism of Republicans and the president do not seem to be MAGA in nature at all, but it's quite obvious that she's trying to position herself as a more moderate Republican. But to me, that doesn't spell MAGA. So it'll be interesting to see how this works out. I mean, I know she loves attention. I don't think she is. I don't think she has the real intellect. I don't think she has the experience or whatever, not that you need a lot of experience to do it. But I just don't think that Marjorie Taylor Greene is presidential material. But boy, if she ever became president, man, my job would be so easy. We would have so much to talk about. She says so many wacky things. Do you think this president says wacky things? If Marjorie Taylor Greene was president, there would be even more wacky things out there. So here is good news for a lot of people, and it comes from the president. Today, the president announced price reductions for some weight loss drugs. Because Ozempic and some of those weight loss drugs are really, really expensive. And a lot of people are coming up with money to pay for it, but it's a real strain for them. So this is big news for a lot of people. A lot of people need to lose weight. And this is big news from President Trump. During the event in the Oval Office, somebody actually fainted. One of the people in attendance actually fainted live during the event. A person's okay. And I mean, I don't think there's anything to be critical of there because, you know, sometimes people are overwhelmed by things and they faint. And depending on what this person had for breakfast or maybe didn't have for breakfast, the idea that he's in the Oval Office, he may have been overwhelmed. And so the guy fainted. So, I mean, I'm not going to be critical of that. But if there's a good joke in there, we can talk about that. Hey, I'm excited about the Pelicans. They went to Dallas and beat the Mavs. So the Pelicans now have a winning streak of two in a row. This is great news. Don't think that you don't have something to do with this. Because the players and the coaches and the teams can say whatever they want. But I am convinced that when there is an uproar over a team's performance, the word gets to the players. The word gets to the coaches. The word gets to the team. And things change. It has to change. Because the teams have to attract the fans. And when the fans are collectively upset over something and bashing the team, the team has to respond. So don't think you don't have the power to cause teams to change their mentality, change their attitude when it comes to things. And I think the uproar over the Saints doing the way they were doing, the connection between the Saints and the Pelicans, and the Pelicans opening the season 0-6, I think all of that and the uproar from the fans, I think this had an effect on the team. And I think it has encouraged the team to play better. So let's not ever be afraid to talk. Let's not ever be afraid to express our opinions. And the other day, I posted a blog on our website. Well, I didn't post it, but Ian posted it. I wrote a blog. It's also on Scoot on the Air Facebook, where you can comment on it. And it's about the Bill of Rights for fans. And the top, one of the top things in the Bill of Rights for fans is that fans have a right to criticize teams that are failing to live up to expectations. That's okay. That is part of the game. That is part of sports. And fans like me don't criticize teams because they hate the teams or they hate the coach or they hate the front office. It's because we love them. It's because we want them to do better. And we want to wake them up because we get a sense that they're kind of just coasting along. Their lives are set. They've all got money. They're all set. How hungry are they? We don't know. But we're hungry for a team that wins, or at least goes on the court or the field with this attitude of we're going to win this game, or we're going to try like hell to win the game. No guarantee they're going to win, but too often the Saints and the Pelicans have played like they don't really care. Well, I mean, they care, they say they care, but they don't show it on the field of play. And that's something that we can all see. I mean, this is not like digging up rumors behind the scenes. This is, you know, this is what we see. And I really do believe that fans criticizing teams does have an impact on the teams because they need the fans to be there. If the fans weren't there, they wouldn't have a job. And the front offices and the owners in the NFL and the NBA, they need fans in the stands. They need fans to buy the merchandise. They need fans to support them. That's how they get their money. And if the fans show apathy and the fans go away, well, that's a real big problem. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. From Homa, Charles, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoob, how you doing, my man?
I'm good, Charles. How are you?
I'm doing well. Look, you know this Marjorie Taylor Greene thing?
Yeah.
I don't think there's a chance that that'll ever happen. I really don't.
I mean that she'll run. I don't think she would win, but she could run.
No,
she could try to get the nomination.
Run.
You don't even
think
she'll try to run.
Even run.
Yeah.
Now, on something away from that,
yeah.
I hear y'all often talk about legalizing marijuana.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you, I'm almost 60 years old, and everybody that I was raised with as young guys smoke marijuana, almost every one of them is not doing so well. I ain't saying they're in prison and all that. Some are. But it's the young people.
Okay. You're saying that people that you know when they were young, they smoked marijuana and they're still smoking today?
Yes.
Okay. And you say they're not doing well. In what ways are they not doing well, Charles?
Well, they're not very successful. Some of them have been in prison.
Some
of them are just doing menial work. Nothing you would think you would want to, at a point you'd want to be in your 40s or 50s. It's not where you'd want to be.
And so you think that the smoking marijuana had an impact on maybe their ambition or their ability to succeed?
I'm like 100% sure.
Okay.
That smoking at that young age, starting off then, is what got them to where they're at now, without a doubt.
Well, let's look at the bigger picture very briefly. If these are people who are using marijuana to escape reality, and they did it every day when they were young, and they're doing it every day now, to me, it's not the marijuana as much as it is people looking for a way to escape reality. And if you're not willing to face reality, then you might have a difficult time really succeeding in life if your goal really is to just escape reality. And if it weren't marijuana, I would suggest that it might be drinking instead.
Alcohol?
Yeah.
Same ones that drink have it.
Yeah.
But the reality is, drinking is legal already.
Right.
And unfortunately, marijuana is getting to that point where more and more of the younger people who are sitting there in their parents' basement, so to speak, is how everybody says it, playing video games and that sort of thing, and not accomplishing anything. Because that's what marijuana does for you. It makes you get all these great ideas, but you never seem to make them happen.
Yeah. Well, Charles, you know, that is that's a thought process that a lot of people share with you. They would agree with you. But there are a lot of people who smoke pot, maybe not every day, but on a regular basis, and they're very successful people. In fact, we could just invite people now. If you're successful and you smoke pot on a regular basis, do you think the pot prevents you from being successful? If you want to join us with your comment, your story, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870, and we'll see some of the texts that we get. There are always going to be those people in society who are lazier and not as motivated as other people in society, and I don't know if it's marijuana or if it's the person that chooses to do marijuana, and if it weren't marijuana, it would be something else. But Charles, I enjoyed the conversation. All right, if you've got a comment, again, Oakland Heart Jewelers, talk and text line, 504-260-1870. So are you successful? Do you smoke marijuana on a regular basis? Does marijuana prevent you from being successful? And hey, good afternoon to all of you who are listening while you're working for a living.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't
know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, nice looking Thursday afternoon. Colder weather coming at the end of the weekend. I'm Scoot on the air. We're almost to the weekend. Glad you're with us this afternoon. Can smoking pot rob you of the desire to be successful? Or can you smoke pot regularly and be successful? The Oakenheart Jewelers Talking Text Line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Mike in Marrero. Mike, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Mike.
Hey, Scoot. How's it going?
Good.
Hey, I would be curious to ask Charles what was his big, ambitious job that he has. But I smoked pot since I was 15, and I had a almost 40-year career at telephone company, and I retired 10 years ago. Wow. I still smoke pot. I was in a band for 20 years. I was a single parent, and I smoke pot pretty regularly, and it made me less stressed, calmed me down for a certain thing. So, you know, his contention that it robs you of ambition, or, you know, everybody goes to jail that smokes pot, it's ridiculous.
Well, when I smoked pot years ago, I mean, it made me relax, and there were things that I didn't want to do, but I didn't smoke pot when I needed to do certain things. So I think you could smoke pot on a regular basis and still realize that there are times that you can't smoke pot and you have to do what you need to do, but just like having a drink or two that also makes you relax. You know, if you want to smoke pot, it's just a way for some people to relax. And I'm not promoting it, but we're just talking about something since this is something that's becoming more readily available around the country.
Right. And I never smoked at work. I mean, don't get me wrong. But, it didn't impede me from anything. And as a matter of fact, a lot of people that I knew that smoked pot were very excellent at what they did. A lot of musicians, even a lawyer or a doctor. Yeah. I had a doctor friend who used to smoke pot. And, you know, I'm a child of the 70s, so I grew up in that time. So, I don't see what Charles is talking about.
All right, Mike, I appreciate the call. Yeah, I got a call a moment ago from somebody who said that some of his friends had been smoking pot since they were young, and they're still smoking it every day now, and they're slackers. They're losers. They're not really going anywhere in life. You know, I think sometimes, and it might be quite often, it's not the pot that turns somebody a certain way. It's that somebody has a personality, and smoking pot fits their mentality. And there are people who are like stoners and slackers, and smoking pot fits that lifestyle. But I also know a lot of people who smoke pot regularly, and they're very successful people. All right, if you're on hold, stay with us. We'll get to more of your calls, and we're going to continue this conversation into the next hour. Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1965, after big success with the song Satisfaction, the Rolling Stones came back right after that with another big hit, and it was Get Off My Cloud. The song also went to the top of the charts on this day in 1965, so this was their second big hit, Get Off My Cloud, the Stones. And we'll be back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1976, Steve Miller Band had the number one song in America. It was his song, Rockin' Me Baby. You know, I never really cared for this song. I'm surprised it made it to number one. And, you know, back in the day, I was on the air playing these hits when they were first released as singles. And I remember playing this song, and I'm going, well, you know, people like it. I'm getting requests for it. I'm going to play it. But I was never really crazy about that song. All right, I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us this afternoon. We're talking about whether or not smoking pot renders you incapable of being successful in life. I want to say once again, I am not promoting smoking marijuana. We're talking about something that is done in America. It has been done for a long time. The current establishment, the baby boomer generation, really started making pot very, very mass appeal. That generation adopted it as their way to escape and to get high and to feel cool. And, you know, back in the day, in those days, I smoked my share of pot. But I continued in my career. It never robbed me of being successful. And here I am now doing this over 50 years. And I remember, you know, after a show, I might, light up a spleef and relax a little bit. And relax in the evening. But I did my work. I mean, I always did my work. And a caller suggested that pot robs you of being successful. Does it? Yeah, we're going to continue this conversation into the next hour. Also, the president says that the reason the Democrats won in the election this week is because he wasn't on the ballot. Well, that says something really profound, and I'll mention that again coming up. So a lot more still to come. I'm Scoot on the Air. Glad you're with us. We're getting close to the weekend on WWL. All right, getting close to the weekend, and some of us are excited that some colder weather's coming. You know, we've got these clothes that we can only wear when it gets colder, and I look forward to a change of wardrobe. I look forward to wearing things that I can't wear year-round. And look, when it gets to be springtime, you know, I love wearing stuff that, you know, you wear in the springtime and summer, but I personally don't like the heat, and we have a lot of that throughout the year, so I'm always happy when it gets a little cooler. Always happy when there's a little blast of cold air. And for those of you who don't like it, I totally understand. The LSU Health is reporting that there are a lot of people in the New Orleans area and throughout Southeast Louisiana that are getting sick. And it's not COVID. It's not the flu. It's RSV, which is a respiratory virus that's very contagious. Would you go back to some of the things that you did during the COVID pandemic to protect yourself from getting this new virus that's going around? Did you do anything during the pandemic that you continue to do today? We're going to talk about that this afternoon. And the longest government shutdown in history continues. The FAA is reducing air traffic in 40 cities because of staffing shortages. It's time for the shortage to end. I mean, it's time for the shutdown to end. But there doesn't seem to be any real movement in that direction. And both sides are standing strong. and both sides say they're right, and nobody's doing anything, and people are starting to suffer as a result of this. You know, some people are not getting full SNAP amounts, and their SNAP payments begin in Louisiana this coming Friday, and some people are not going to get the full amount, maybe half of what they were getting before, and what they were getting before was really not always enough to satisfy them. And there are people who need that. So this is sad. And then there's another group of people who are impacted because they travel by air. And some people, a lot of people actually, have plans to travel Thanksgiving to go visit family and friends. And they might have a flight canceled. It might be difficult to get there. They might not get there. I hope everybody gets to their destinations. But this whole thing is a publicity stunt. And you can blame it on the other side. That's natural. It's okay to blame it on the other side because that's what people do. But this is both parties involved in this. And you can say one party's more involved than the other. That's okay. That's fine. That's an arguable point. But the point is both sides are involved. And it's very easy to think that your side is innocent and the other side is guilty when it takes two people to come to a disagreement where there's no progress. If either one of the groups wants to make progress, they could make progress and things could start moving toward an end to the shutdown. But I don't see any of this stuff happening. So once again, it is the people, the voters, the citizens of America that are being used as pawns. All right, something came up last hour when a caller said that a lot of his friends have been smoking marijuana since they were young. They're smoking marijuana today. And we have talked on the show about, you know, the availability of marijuana, the impact that it's having on society. And yesterday, I was talking about a study that was funded by the government. And it was a study that shows that, and I don't know why they needed to spend money on this, but it was a study that showed that if there are more marijuana retail stores available for people to get marijuana, there's less consumption of alcohol. People are looking for a way to relax, to escape reality. And for some people, it's either marijuana or alcohol. For some people, it's just marijuana. For even more people, it's just alcohol. There are a lot of people who drink, who don't smoke, they don't care to smoke, they don't like the feeling, and they just drink. But they're both achieving the same thing. They want to get a buzz. And so it makes sense that if there are more places to get marijuana and you have a choice between marijuana and drinking, you're going to smoke marijuana if it's legal in your area and not drink. So I think that was another one of those studies where the money was wasted. But somebody called earlier and said that his friends smoke marijuana, still do it today, and they're slackers. Can you smoke pot regularly and be successful? Or does smoking marijuana rob you of your drive to succeed in life? If you want to join us, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. After 13 years, the Mississippi Democrats have ended the Republican Party's supermajority in the Mississippi Senate. Now, this is a result of the election this week that hits a lot closer to home. This is right there in Mississippi. Voters elected Democrats to two seats that were held by Republicans. And that changes the number of Republican senators in the upper chamber from 36 to 34, one fewer than needed for the supermajority. This is in Mississippi. Now think about this. There were Republicans, and now there are Democrats in those seats. I don't know for sure what the impact of the election is going to be in terms of predicting future elections. But I can tell you this, voters spoke, and there are a lot of Republicans who are reacting. And I'm talking about Republican leaders. I'm talking about some people on Fox News are very, very concerned about this message that is coming from voters. And this election was also a comment on some of the things that the current administration is doing. And the current president said that the reason that Republicans lost is because he wasn't on the ballot. And I mentioned this yesterday. I haven't been glued to the news, so other people maybe have made this comment, but I hadn't heard anybody else say this. So if the president says the Republicans lost because he wasn't on the ballot, basically what he's saying is that MAGA supporters of the president are not true Republicans. Because if they were true Republicans, they would get out and vote for the Republicans whether or not he's on the ballot. So rather than being true Republicans, they're really true MAGA supporters of the president. And I think that's a pretty fascinating observation. Because again, if they were true Republicans, they would go out there and vote for the Republicans, regardless of whether or not the president is on the ballot. All right, let's get back to a few of your calls. Also, we've got Ian coming up with some of your text messages. Let's go to the Marini. Mark, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. Can you hear me?
Sure. Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, I think he was on a ballot because what happens is just like the last election, the presidential election, is when people go into the store and they buy coffee and it's $7.99 a pound and it used to be $3.99 a pound, or if they go in the store and they buy ground meat and it's $5.49, it used to sell for $3.49 a pound. Everybody who's the top guy as the result of that.
Yeah, that's true.
And as far as New York loving in the city, I have a grandson that lives in New York City, and I'm telling you, the city, not the state. Trump couldn't win as a dog catcher. I'm being quite honest. You know, so the Democrats have the momentum. Hopefully they can hold out, you know.
Well, a lot of people.
This is the same party. This is the same party that sent $2 trillion to Iraq, the Iraq war. And then they sent $2 trillion to Afghanistan. But yet they can't fund $5 billion, you know, for people that need food.
Yeah. You know, look, this government shutdown is sad. Mark, I'm glad you called the show. Look, there are a lot of people who, I mean, you say hopefully the Democrats continue with their momentum, but there are a lot of people who are thinking hopefully the Democrats do not continue with this momentum. But truly, there were a lot of things indicating that a lot of young people voted. That's not always good news for Republicans. And people who vote Republican or Democrat, they were making a statement about the current administration. And as I mentioned yesterday, this is not unique. This happened to Bill Clinton. And I forget the year, but Bill Clinton became very unpopular with voters and his polling numbers were down. And I remember Bill Clinton changed. He was shocked. You know, he thought that everybody loved him and everybody would love him, but he was doing some things and people didn't like it. And they turned on him. And Bill Clinton changed. And he ended up winning re-election and served for 2 terms. But when the voters speak, you got to listen. And if you don't listen, you might not win. Now, whether or not the current president has a chance to run again, legally he doesn't. But I know there are people who are working on the possibility that he may run again. Let's see. Let's go to Mike in Mid-City. Mike, you're on WWL. Hey, Mike.
Hey, where you at, Scoop? First, I wanted to say that I think he's right. You know, he wasn't on the ballot. You know, it is what it is. You know, if he would have been on the ballot, if the elections would have mattered. But the other thing about that, Scoop, all of us blue blue areas. So I don't think you can make that much of that with that election.
That's true, except that the previous governor of Virginia was a Republican, and I believe he had won re-election and was elected a second time and was term limited. So the choice was between a Republican and a Democrat, and the Democrat won. And also it was the size of the victories. And there were a few things happening, like people voted for Republicans in Mississippi to change the makeup of the the Senate. So there were signs there that there was criticism of the current administration, and that came out. As far as the mayor of New York is concerned, as I have said throughout this whole conversation, I don't think New York is mass appeal enough to reflect the country. New York City is a very unique place, and the idea that a socialist won, I don't think that's a reflection of what's coming for America. But a lot of people are talking about the spread of socialism, and I don't think that's something to fear.
Yeah, I think the same thing with California. I don't think that the issue in California, right, reflects the whole country. Yeah. But to get back to the marijuana question,
yeah,
comment on. I mean, like school, like 89% of the jobs you need to pass a drug test. All right, in order to get high, you need to be able to pass a drug test. 89% of the jobs, you have to do that.
Well, no, I don't know that. I mean, I know a lot of jobs require that, but I didn't know so many. I mean, I've never, in my entire 55-plus years in radio, I've never had to take a drug test, because if they had to do drug testing, I mean, I could pass, but if they had to do drug testing in radio, there'd be nobody on the air.
Well, most other jobs, like we had to deal with equipment and stuff, school, and you're working out in certain areas, your job, like radio, come on, school.
Well, and by the way, when I say that, I'm not talking about talk show hosts, although some talk show hosts do smoke pot. I'm talking about, the music people and radio people in general.
Yeah, right. That's the industry. That comes with the industry. That comes with industry. But my other point is, let's take, for instance, Snoop. All right, the Snoop is highly successful, and he's a chronic pot. He's a really chronic pot user.
I'm surprised there's any left for anybody else.
Really? And I guarantee you, if they offer Snoop $5 billion to stop smoking pot, he couldn't do it.
I don't think so. I don't think he would.
No, for $5 billion, I don't think he'll stop for $5 billion. I mean, he is. He's highly addicted. That just go to show you how addictive the marijuana is.
Well, no, I don't know if he's addicted. I mean, I don't know that marijuana. I think people are addicted to the activity, but I don't think they're addicted to the leaf. If you know what I mean, I don't think marijuana, causes people to become addicted like opiates or heroin. I don't know that.
Yeah, but still, if you look at the control that it have over the young people and how they're addicted and how chronically addicted they are, I don't know if they're addicted.
Well, they choose to do it, but I don't know if they're addicted.
That's addicted. They can't stop. They constantly start making the industry more rigid
because they want to do it. Because they choose to do it all the time. I don't know that they're addicted. I don't know that marijuana is an addictive plant.
They'll be able to take and stop tomorrow, put it down. Just like we said the same thing about Snoop. He can't do it if they give him $5 billion.
Well, you can't speak for Snoop. And again, I don't know if people are actually addicted to pot.
Huh?
All right. Well, Mike, I got to move on. Listen, I appreciate the call, though. I mean, I'm glad you called. Is marijuana addictive? Ian, you have friends. You have friends who smoke pot. Do you think marijuana is chemically addictive?
No.
I don't think so either.
No. I think the science has been clear on that for a long time.
Yeah. If people smoke all the time, they're not addicted. They want to.
Behaviorally, yeah. People can take it too far, but there's a difference between things that are chemically addictive like cocaine
heroin
and pills and things like that, and cannabis is not one.
I don't know. I mean, I cold turkeyed off of coke. I mean, I wasn't doing that much, but I mean, I liked it, and I just stopped and didn't have any problem with that. But I don't think pot is addictive. People choose to do it. They might be addicted to the idea that they want to feel relaxed, or they want to do that. They want to get together with friends also and do it, or do it alone. But I don't think there's that chemical addiction. I don't think they feel the same thing that an alcoholic feels when an alcoholic takes his or her first drink. I don't think they feel the way heroin users feel when they start doing heroin. You can become addicted to those things, chemically addictive, but I don't think pot is addictive. All right, you have a comment. The Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. So I heard on the news last night, Sidney Torres says the city owes him an IV waste over $3 million. And I think that's for 1 month of services. But, you know, it costs a lot to keep the French Quarter and that area clean. But the city council apparently has created a plan to deal with the $125 million needed to cover the deficit. So this is really good news. The council has a plan now. And, you know, look, let's hope that the people like the contractors like Sidney Torres, who do work for the city, I mean, they deserve to be paid just like city employees. I'm Scoot on the air, and we're coming back. You're listening to WWL. LSU Health is talking about this new illness that's going around, and people are coughing and sniffling and got sore throats. And it's in New Orleans and throughout Southeast Louisiana. And it's contagious. It's not COVID. It's not the regular flu. It's RSV, which is a respiratory virus. I mentioned earlier in the show that, you know, I hear somebody cough. Let's say I'm in a grocery aisle and I'm walking up the aisle and somebody's walking toward me down the aisle. And if somebody coughs, when I pass their path and I pass the point where they coughed, I hold my breath when I go through there because I don't want to breathe in any of the germs that they just, you know, coughed into the air. I don't know. You know, maybe there's a doctor that would say, hey, Scoot, you're being stupid. It's not the first time somebody would have said that to me. Look, it's what I feel like I need to do. And I've really always done that. As a germaphobe, there were a lot of things that I did before the pandemic. I still do those things now. I just don't look as weird as I looked before the pandemic because other people are doing that. With this new illness going around, I want to add this to the conversation. There were things that you did during the pandemic. Are you still doing any of those things today? Are you thinking about it? And maybe you didn't know that this was out there, but there's this new virus going around that is easy to catch. Is there anything that you did during the pandemic that you might want to start doing again? I mean, are you still wiping things down with wipes? I mean, I am, but I did that before the pandemic. I'm thinking about wearing a mask. And I know the verdict is not totally determined on whether or not the masks are really that effective. But, you know, if it makes you feel better, then, you know, wear a mask. I see people wearing masks today. But is there anything that you did during the pandemic that you have carried over into your life today, especially when now you hear that there's a new virus spreading around New Orleans and Southeast Louisiana? I mean, I'm thinking about social distancing. You know, that is good, sound advice, and we shouldn't do that just during a pandemic, but especially when there's something going around, it might be a good idea to be more cognizant of social distancing. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. We're also talking about something that came up in the first hour on the show. Can you smoke pot regularly and be successful? Or does smoking pot rob you of your desire to be successful? The Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Mark in Mississippi. Hey, Mark, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah, I just want to make one comment, that's all.
Okay.
If America loved Jesus Christ and he loved Donald Trump, it would be a wonderful, wonderful country.
You know, I know there are a lot of people who agree with you. A lot of people agree with you that well, you could say that about any politician or any celebrity. I mean, that was the point that John Lennon made years ago that started a big controversy when he said the Beatles are more popular than Jesus. He wasn't saying we're better than Jesus. He was saying that really Jesus should be more popular than the Beatles with young people, and he's not. So I think it's an interesting point, Mark.
Thank you.
I appreciate you taking time to call. From Covington, Josh, welcome to our show.
Hey, how you doing, Scoot?
I'm good.
Good, man. Listen, about the marijuana addiction situation.
Yeah.
My 16-year-old son started smoking weed, I'd say, I don't know, it's been about a year now, maybe a little bit more. But he was, before he started smoking weed, he was a very productive student, athlete. As a matter of fact, he was wrestling for state champion. But that's more here than there. Well, it is.
No, it is important. That's important.
Because he lost all interest in the sport that he loved. And I saw the decay in his ambition. He just went from being athletic, working out, you know, he was really into nutrition and everything and watching his weight. But, you know, he just, I took him to the doctor. Anyway, to make a long story short, took him to the doctor, and weed is absolutely addictive, Scoot. THC, anything you do, you know, every day, you get addicted to it. It becomes part of your chemistry, just like alcoholism. But THC does, in fact, I mean, you get addicted to it. So, and what really worries me with younger people, well, old people, young people alike, is that the stuff that they're getting out on the street, you know, it could be laced with fentanyl all.
That's what scares me most about buying anything on the street.
Yeah, I mean, it really worries me. And he's too young to go to a dispensary, you know, and buy, you know, legal weed or whatever. I don't know, man. But
so what are your conversations like with your son over this, Josh? I mean, he knows that you know?
He does. He absolutely knows. Okay. I can tell immediately when he walks in my house, and I'm a single dad. I've raised my two sons since they were infants, and the moment he walks in the house, I'm just like, son, what are you doing? Come on, man.
Yeah.
And, you know, he just started driving. He's got a car. And I'm like, what the hell are you doing, you know? I mean, you get pulled over, your life is going to be shattered.
What is the conversation like from him?
He appeases me. All right, Daddy, I'm gonna do better. I'm, you know, this, that, and the other. But, you know, it's, you know, birds of a feather flock together, you know. And he started hanging out with another crowd besides the ones that he, you know, was hanging out with like 2 years ago. And once he started smoking weed, but like I was saying, Scoot, I don't know what's in the weed that they get off the street. So it might be more addictive than, you know, natural weed that we used to get in the 80s. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right. Yeah, you may be right about that, because I know that marijuana has been so, you know, crossbred and refined, and they're like, there's new strains out there because you do this one with this one, and you know, yeah, I know it's much stronger than the stuff that, you know, the Maui Wowie or the Acapulco Gold or the Panama Red that I used to get. I mean, I know all the words. Well, Josh, I'm sorry you're dealing with this. I mean, do you smoke pot now?
I don't. Okay. I don't.
Does he think you smoke pot? Does he know you smoke pot in the past?
Oh yeah, I've told him that I have. Yeah.
And I think that's good. Does he ever use that against you? Well, Dad, you did it.
You know, my older son, he kind of concurs with what you just. I don't know whether he's concurring, but what he said was, "Daddy, you know what? Maybe he thinks that because you did it when you were a kid, it's okay for him to do it, you know." And I gotta tell you, I mean, I drink alcohol, I drink wine. I'm a retired chef, and I've drank wine pretty much. You know, my mother was from France. I've been drinking wine since I was a kid. But anyway, so my older son is like saying, you know, maybe it's because he sees you drinking wine, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, we live in a very Protestant area up here on the North Shore. And,
yeah.
You know, everything is, you know, I don't know.
Well, Josh, your story is not unusual, and a lot of people can relate to that. And I've heard stories like this before. And I listen, man. Best of luck to you in dealing with this. It's not easy. I appreciate you being honest with your son. I think it's good to be honest with your kids if you did drugs. But I think you can also say, look, I shouldn't have done that, and here's why. And you share experience with them. And, you know, right. Talk to them about, you know, you understand the temptation, you get it. Look, I've got to get to a break here, but I'm going to continue talking about your story when we come back. And best of luck. And I really respect you for being a single parent, too.
But listen, man, last but not least,
yeah.
It's, you know, he's still developing mentally. You know, he's a kid.
Oh, I get that.
You know,
yeah,
he's 16 years old. And when you're, you know, it's just...
Yeah.
Anyway, man, thanks for listening.
Josh, I appreciate the call. Good luck to you. And again, I respect you for being a single parent. Okay, we're going to come back and talk more about this. And you know, when it comes to all the issues, you know, yesterday on social media, last night, I was dealing with somebody who is just had done one post after another on Substack, and he was so hateful of me, saying things that are actually illegal, and I reminded him that he's creating a footprint for himself, and that his bias and his disagreement with me is leading him down the wrong path, and he and his family could be in deep trouble because of what he's saying about me. And you know, you got to be aware of that. Maybe we'll talk more about that, but don't let your bias cause you to create a footprint that could get you and your family in trouble. And it's okay if people disagree, but why do you have to be so damn hateful about it? I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. We have an article on our website that says, different feeling around LSU football with Frank Wilson at the helm. Frank Wilson is the interim head coach following the firing of Brian Kelly. And so maybe the talent that is at LSU explodes this weekend in Tuscaloosa against Alabama. Maybe Brian Kelly really was holding these guys back with his apathy, with his old school style of coaching. And maybe it all explodes this weekend. We'll talk more about that on the show tomorrow afternoon. I'm Scoot on the air, and I want to comment briefly on the caller we just talked to, Josh. He's a retired chef. He drinks wine on a regular basis. And his 16-year-old son, he says, is addicted to marijuana. I just Googled it, and this is under webmd.com, under the question, is marijuana addictive? Addiction is more common in drugs like alcohol and cocaine, but it is possible to get hooked on marijuana, also known as cannabis. That means that you can't stop using it even if you want to. Studies show that 1 in 10 adults who are marijuana users can get addicted. Your chances go up to 1 in 6 if you use before the age of 18. I never thought marijuana was addictive. I think people are addicted to the behavior. You know, it's a habit. It's something you choose to do. But, you know, if I didn't smoke, I didn't feel anything. I'm speaking from my personal experience. There was a time that I drank a lot. I drank pretty heavily for a brief period in my life. And I drank so much that I couldn't go a day without having alcohol in my system. I mean, I would start to shake. I would start to feel the effects of withdrawal, the early effects of withdrawal, not having a drink like that day, the next day. I never felt that with marijuana. And, you know, I smoked enough marijuana to where it would have been easy for me to be addicted. So I think I need to do a little more research into this. It's not addictive like other drugs are addictive, but maybe it can be addictive. But Josh was, you know, was talking about his 16-year-old son losing interest in wrestling and not caring about a lot of things that he cared about before, caring more about the new crowd that he's hanging out with and more interested in smoking marijuana. It's a tough position for a parent to be in. But, you know, if you're drinking wine and if you are honest with your kids and you let them know that you smoked pot when you were young, which I agree with. I think you should be honest with your kids. And that's another discussion we can have. I mean, should you be honest with your kids and let your kids know that you did drugs when you were young? I think you should let them know that. And I think there's a way to talk to them today to let them know that even though you did it, it wasn't the right thing and they should wait a little longer before they do it. Now, I didn't smoke my first joint until I was 25. So I was a really, you know, late starter. I didn't start as a teenager, so I can't speak to that. But I think this needs a little bit more conversation. So we're going to talk more about this coming up into the next hour. And if you have any experience in this area, please join us with your comments. So, look, the Pelicans won. It's great news. All right, look. This was the first single released from Thriller. All the great songs on Thriller, on this day in 1982, the song This Girl Is Mine with Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson entered the Hot 100 at number 45. I mean, think about all the great songs on Thriller. I don't even, it took me a few minutes to realize that this song was even on Thriller, because it's so different from some of the other stuff on Thriller. But yeah, this was the first single released from that incredible album on this day in 1982. And we'll be right back on WWL. On the SOTA calendar on this day in 1993, Meatloaf hit number one in America with this song, I'd Do Anything for Love, But I Won't Do That. It's a good question. I would do anything for love, but I would not be with anybody who was a political extremist or a political wacko. Either side, I wouldn't be with them. Couldn't be with them. I don't care how good looking they were. I would totally blow them off. We have a lot to get to in the next hour, and I want to talk more about this call with Josh about his 16-year-old son who is changing his life because he's smoking pot.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.